https://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/posts10212205456956986. James M. Driscoll, August 19, 2018. Aha, caught by the artificial intelligence of web page creations. This Facebook page did not exist a few months ago. If it had, I would have been able to comment a negative review onto the record of what occurred between Dr. Berger and myself at the Department of Health main office, San Bernardino, California, before they terminated services for unjust causes. Because I said the phrase in a fax to their office. If you do not listen to me, there is going to be another shooting. Which turned out that soon after I made this statement, another shooting happened just like I said it would. This actually holding a continuous mimetic event after event after event after event after event, mass shootings, as sad as it is true, a sad state of affairs in this mass shooting epidemic. I place into an report to the FBI with those words and then forwarded that report to my doctor's office. For that forwarding action, I was taken completely out of true context intentionally for them to dismiss their obligation to hold health wellness outcome of the truth in my mental and healthcare case treatments. This is an embarrassment of circumstances that Dr. Berger knows exactly what wrong he did. I am here today being able to place upon a Facebook Dr. Operations ID page of Dr. Christopher Eric Berger MD the truth to the circumstances. This when I have an order of no contact to their office, which in fact I have not violated those court orders in this Facebook community address to the public awareness of what is happening in our social services of corruption, operational disorder and distrust paradigm that is significantly affecting and eroding our hashtag social trust of our collective holding sanity. Link to this page, read the community comments page and the reviews comments page for a true discussion of reality-based truth and services being abused at the dbh.sbcounty.gov and dph.sbcounty.gov. Anyone is free to challenge this with an answer, but they will remain silent because they can't comment onto the record to deny what I have said, because it is in fact the 100% absolute real up human moral truth in these circumstances that should be acknowledged community-wide. They remain silent. In their silence, they confirm what is written is the truth. They have no answer because they are haters, collective elite and leadership controls of our social services industry in this country. Woe, woe, woe is me. Protect me from the evil of our healthcare zombies of hate.